Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
My website is www.jbsba.com. That stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. That's the short one. If you we don't make you type in a lot of letters, just five little letters plus the .com. You have to stick that on the end there. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And don't forget, this the one you'll get if you subscribe this week has my resolutions in it for us. And the one that's coming up is going to have my predictions in it, which includes my scorecard of my predictions from last year. How did I do? You'll get to find out all about that when you subscribe. And it's pretty painless. Just give us your email address. You can tell us your name if you want to, but we basically need your email address. You can join the happy throng of 10,000 subscribers who are part of our family, of our newsletter family. Philippa Gaines is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the cyber speaker. She helps people put their best foot forward online in a way that, like nobody else that I know. Philippa, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. I think it's going to be a good one.
Let's do it. Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
I think so.
See, that's my new plan, Philippa. Instead of me planning on having a Happy New Year, I think you and I should plan to have a Happy New Year together. And if I and someone else do the same thing, and you and somebody else do the same thing, we plan on having a good one together, maybe that'll help make it happen. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
It sounds a little like Pollyanna, doesn't it? You know, didn't she play the glad game or something like that? But it can happen. No, seriously, I do think that if we start out on a positive note, and I think we've got a lot of things to be positive about this year, don't you?
I'm hearing, and I'm out in California, you know, and in Northern California, and in the Silicon Valley area, our economy took probably longer to recover than the general economy. And even out here now, I'm hearing people saying things are moving again.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Philippa, let's talk about our business online and how you can help us get tuned up for the new year with our online strategy. But to lead us into that, though, I want you to give us an update and a little bit of a review about a legal matter, a public policy matter that's actually has just now taken effect. And tell us about it.
Well, so the federal government just passed the CAN-SPAM law, Congress.
CAN-SPAM,
CAN-SPAM, which that's what they're calling it. And which is interesting because the state of California also passed a law, but the federal law is now going to supersede it.
Yes. Thank goodness, as it turns out.
Thank goodness, because the California law was unbelievable.
It was wacko. It was classic California, wasn't it?
Well, I'm a California resident, so, you know, got to be careful about that. But I did know that the California Attorney General said he wasn't sure if it was workable. So, anyway, we go to the federal law, and Jim, I should point out very immediately that I'm not a lawyer.
And we love you for that, too, Philippa.
A lot of people have a lot of questions about how this is going to work. But what I'd just like to highlight for you is what I see for small business owners, just to make sure that they're being legitimate and doing business in a way that isn't a problem.
Right, okay.
And that means that a couple of things. One, you should have, for your newsletter and everything that you send out, a double opt-in policy. So that means that when somebody subscribes to the newsletter, you send them an email that says, are you sure you meant to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say, are you sure you meant to do that? It says, we're thrilled that you subscribe to our newsletter. Please confirm that you really want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to protect against people who sign up all their friends as a joke. But it's also meant to make sure that they really mean it, and then you have a legitimate subscriber so that they can't accuse you of just signing anybody up that you want to.
Let me tell you what we do, Philippa, that's a variation on that. And we've done it. And you know what, Philippa? This was so intuitive for us. This was so just fundamental to us. You know, we started our newsletter over 4 years ago, before people had all these protocols, all the opt-in protocols. Before I'd ever heard of opt-in, we were doing this. And we only subscribe people who say they want want our letter. And then we send them a letter immediately that says, welcome to our community. Here's what you've just done. And then we send them right behind that the current copy of the newsletter. Now, we don't ask them, oh, my God, are you sure you want to do this? But we do notify them of what they've just done, what they're getting, and then they get it. And so they have an opportunity. If they want to, they can turn around and say, oh, wait a minute, I didn't mean to do that. But we don't ask them a second time, but we certainly do everything to let them know that they have just subscribed, and then they have the opportunity. But we want to come back to this right after these messages, folks. This is a very, very important topic for the new year. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Philippa Games. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. It's my pleasure to be with you today, and it's my pleasure to have our good friend Philippa Games with us today. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to have Bill Jensen, Barbara Kerman, and Mike Menzies. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. Philippa, we're talking about, by the way, before we go any further, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
It is cyberspeaker.com, cyberspeaker.com. And on my website, I have a lot of free articles and a tip sheet. And the tip sheet tells people how to promote their website beyond the search engine. It's got 23 different ideas for promoting your website, and that's a free resource.
All right. And also a newsletter, too, don't you?
No, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do for my newsletter this year, but right now, actually, I don't do that.
It had you had one though.
Yeah.
At one time, I remember that.
Right,
okay, let's get back into the opt-in thing and the way to behave online to do our part to not create havoc in people's inboxes out there. You and I were talking about the opt-in, the double opt-in, or variations of that. The main thing is to make sure that if you send somebody something, that they know that they're going to be getting it from you.
Right, and then making sure that if they don't want to get it, it's very clear to them how to get off your list.
Easy, yeah, it's got to be done. At the bottom of my newsletter, Philippa, as you know, right in the middle of the page, at the bottom of the newsletter, it says unsubscribe. And when you unsubscribe with my feature, you literally take your own self off of my list. You electronically. We don't even touch it, Philippa. We have it automated now to where you can take your own name off of our list.
Right. And most decent list managers will do that. And if you're still doing it manually, I believe the law says that you have to take people off your lists within 10 days.
We take them off within 24 hours when we were doing it manually. But now we don't even do it manually. We don't even know when people unsubscribe. That's how automated it is and how much control people have over their own relationship with us.
Right. And one of the other things you need to do, I believe now, is to include somewhere a physical mailing address.
Yep, that's a new one.
In the body of the material. Mm-hmm. And I know some people have said that they're very small businesses and they work out of their homes. And some people have said, does that mean I need to get a P.O. box? And because I don't want to give their home address.
Mm-hmm.
No. And the answer to that may be yes, and it may be something that would be good for their business as well.
Right.
And, you know, going along with that, Jim, by the way, is I'm still amazed by the number of websites where you can't find the physical address of the business.
Why does that amaze you? Why does that surprise you?
Why does it surprise me?
Yeah.
It does, you know, there are so many scams online that it does give you, I think, a credibility issue if you're not prepared to say who you are and where you are.
But you know what? If you go to GE's website, if you go to FedEx's website, if you go to a lot of those places, they don't have a physical address on their website.
No, they don't, but I've heard of FedEx.
Okay. You got me.
Well, right, but you know what I'm saying? If it's a small business that I may not have heard of, but I'm interested in your products and service, I want to know who you are.
Okay. So you're saying a physical address helps people to know that you're not a scam, that you actually will tell people where you are.
Right.
Okay.
And as we're saying, now it seems like that's in the law anyway, so you need a physical address for your email.
Right.
So you may as well put it on your website.
All right, what else?
And making sure that you have a valid reply to and from address in the email.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sensible anyway, because you want people to see immediately from the subject line who you are and what it is in the email that they're getting. Otherwise, they're more likely to delete it if they don't know what it is.
Right.
So absolutely. All of these things actually make sense and will help you to market your newsletter better anyway.
Well, and it'll help you to, as the spam laws take effect and are enforced, and as they develop them, and as we come up with protocols that people who are advertising, should have. If you're practicing these best practices, these proper protocols for reaching out to customers online, you'll already be one of the good guys.
That's right.
And it's not even just about avoiding the law, Philippa. It's about what's the right way to talk to customers. What's the right way to reach out to folks?
Right.
And it's part of the images you're building, isn't it?
It is. And for small businesses, it shouldn't be too onerous. For larger businesses, one thing to consider is what happens if you have somebody on more than one list. If you have different lists for different reasons,
mm-hmm.
and somebody unsubscribes from one of them, does that mean they want off all of them?
Mm-hmm.
So if your business starts getting a little larger or a little more complex, there may be other issues to consider.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, Philippa. More and more, there are companies out there, very good companies, very reputable, very effective companies, that are providing this whole kind of package that we're talking about. All these steps that Philippa just mentioned that are good things, if you think that they're a little bit complicated, they're not really, but if you think that they might be, and I can see where you might, you can actually do business with some of these companies that will help you distribute your email transactions, your email publications or whatever in a way that meets all those criteria. And the price to do that is very reasonable. You've seen those, haven't you, Philippa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one do you use for your newsletter?
Well, we're using a company called Roving. We actually just turned that protocol, that part of it, over to them, and all they're doing is they're doing something that they're helping us. They're not doing anything that we weren't already doing. They're just helping us do it a little more elegantly. So and I haven't even really mentioned that, but it's something we've been doing for a couple of months now. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'll be right back with our good friend, Philippa Gaines. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Philippa Gaines. And I'd like to encourage you to check out her outstanding website, folks. It's cyberspeaker.com, or as she says, cyberspeaker.com. And I love her accent. I would have her on the show just for that, even if she weren't such a cool and really smart person. Philippa, I'd like for you to tell our audience a little bit about what you do in case they have need of your services.
Thank you. Well, I'm a speaker, but I'm also a web strategy consultant, and I do work with a lot of smaller and medium-sized businesses and individual professional service providers, and helping you to really think through your web strategy and whether you are really appealing to and engaging all of the different markets that you might have, and providing all of the current products and services to them that they want, and really appealing to them. You know, your website is an extension of you. It's the substitute for actually directly talking to and interacting with you.
It's another storefront, isn't it?
Right. But it's mimicking that piece where they either talk to you or they talk to your colleague or your employee. And how well does it stack up against when you think about it in those terms?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great ways to get an introduction to how I think, because I think a little differently from a lot of people. And you can tell that on my website from some of my articles, which have lots of different ideas in.
It's what we love about you, Philippa.
But you can also, apart from obviously hiring me to really look at your site in depth, you can also just pick my brains for an hour. And on the phone, a lot of people like to do that. I'll take a look at your site, and we just kind of kick stuff around for an hour. And it gives you an introduction into how I think and the kinds of things that I might suggest for your site. So you'll get something out of the hour, but it's also a pretty cost-effective way to just kick things around with me.
Absolutely, folks. And as you know, you've heard Philippa many times on the show. She's top shelf. Whatever she offers you will be something that you'll consider to be excellent. And so I encourage you to check her out, and you can find out more about her. Philippa, you want to give us a phone number?
The phone number is in California, and it's area code 831-465-0317.
I have a question for you now. Does your website have a physical address on it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just checking here, Philippa. Okay, give us some more ideas on some things that we can do to, because you're going to come back. This isn't going to be the last time Philippa will join us to help us get our websites tuned up and our e-commerce strategy, our online strategy, I should say, tuned up for 2004. She'll be back real soon. But before you go this time, Philippa, give us another idea about some things we can do.
Well, let's just think about 2004 and just think about tuning up our websites. And if we haven't looked at it for a little while, just go back to it and take a look at it and ask yourself a couple of questions. Does your homepage tell people what you do? And it sounds simplistic, but if you look at a lot of sites, you can go to a site and look at the homepage, and you're not exactly quite sure what that business really provides and who it provides it to, who the customers are and should be. When people come to your site, they want to know very quickly, am I in the right place for what I need?
Mm-hmm.
So does your website do a great job of telling the right people that they're in the right place? And you can let the wrong people go. You don't need them. But are you really drawing in the people who should be on your site?
And when they get there, we all know how short an attention span most of us have these days, Philippa. When they get there, is it compelling on its face? I mean, just in the first 5 seconds, is it compelling enough? And as you say, does it draw them in enough to make them stay five more seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. We used to say when I was getting sales training and when I was training people to sell years ago, Philippa, we said, you know, you got 30 seconds to earn the next 90 seconds. And then you got those 90 seconds to earn the next 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes to earn the next 30 minutes. You know, you've got to do it in stages, don't you?
Right. And one of the best things that you can do to draw people in and to convince them that you really can provide what you say you do is use testimonials from your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, most websites don't do this, and they're really missing out, because your customer saying how great you are and how good your service is worth way more credibility than you saying that by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine, one of our Brain Trust members, has got a book called Customer Evangelists. You want those evangelists talking about you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right. Philippa, it's been a lot of fun today, but we got a lot more work to do. We're not going to let you go for very much longer. You'll come back again real soon, I know, and help us some more with this, won't you?
I'd love to do that, Jim.
Thank you. Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen, she's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. Don't forget her website, cyberspeaker.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military standing a post around this world on our behalf and on behalf of liberty. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.